Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to Him let's raise. You waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you, let Him hear from you. Let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to Him let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the rays in your prayer.
Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful worship song by Pastor Samuel Blake. Glory to God. God has been waiting on a blessing from you. We're waiting on blessings from the Lord, but the Lord is waiting on a blessing from us. How is He waiting on that blessing? He's waiting for you to open up your mouth and praise Him. He's waiting for you to tell him how much you love him, how much you appreciate him, how thankful you are to just be in the land of the living. The scriptures say God's mercies are renewed every morning. Glory to God. So if he don't do anything else for you, if he renewed his mercies on you this morning, God, I tell you, that is enough. That's enough to get excited about. That's enough to give him praise. That's enough to tell him how much you love him, how much you appreciate him. Oh, I thank God for that beautiful song. God wants to hear from you. Glory to God. He said, turn your problems into praise. Turn your worries into worship. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless him today. Glory to God. I give him glory. I give him praise. Hallelujah. Don't see too many people on. Don't see anybody on, really. Hallelujah. But I was mandated to get on this line. Amen. And I have to get on whether I see somebody or not. Hallelujah. We've been on for 2 days, and I started this cancer today. But something on the inside says, go ahead. Glory to God. So I'm going to open up with the word of prayer, and I won't hold you long today. I'll just speak whatever the Lord put on my heart to speak. We don't have a topic for this week, and we've been off the line this week. But I was determined to get on this line today. Not going to hold long, but I was determined to get on. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this afternoon, rather. We just came to tell you thank you. Lord God, we want you to know how much we love you. We want you to know how much we appreciate you, God. Oh, God, we realize we can't do anything without you. Lord God, without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. So, God, we come to give you praise today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bind every hindrance. We bind every negative report. We bind every ill word that has been spoken. Hallelujah. And, God, we just want to lift you up today, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy of all praises. You're worthy of all honor. You're worthy of all glory. Hallelujah. We bind sickness today, God. Hallelujah. We bind nine battles today. We bind depression today. We come against the spirit of depression. We come against the spirit of suicide. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of low self-esteem. We come against the spirits that would come to seduce our minds and to take us away from and get us off the foundation. Lord God, we come against it today in the name of Jesus. So Lord God, we're going to believe your report. And your report say we shall live and not die. Your poor report say that we shall declare. Hallelujah. We should declare. We should decree. And we're doing that today. We're decreeing and declaring life and that more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for the fivefold ministry. We pray for every apostle, every prophet, every pastor, every evangelist, every teacher that has graced this line to speak into the hearts of your people, God. We pray for them today, God. We pray for intercessors all over this nation, God. We pray for our president today, God. We pray for the first family, Michelle Obama, and our children, God, and our mother, God. We pray for that whole cabinet, God. We pray for the leaders all over this nation. We pray for our governments. We pray for our military, our armed forces, God. Hallelujah. We pray for our policemen. We pray, you know, most shout for our firemen. We pray for the paramedics. We pray for our school teachers today, God. We pray for the senior citizens today, God. We pray for the elderly. We pray for those that are sick and shut in, God. We pray for those that are in prison today, God. Oh, God, we asking you to go right now and visit Danielle, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch our mind in the name of Jesus, God. God, I'm asking you to strengthen her, God. I'm asking you, Lord God, to let her know that you haven't forgotten her, God. time, the appointed day, the appointed hour that you're going to bring out, God. Oh, God, and while you're visiting her, hallelujah, stop in Angola, Louisiana, God. Oh, God, and I have a son there, Jamar Haley, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to turn his mind. You're almost shy, yeah. Touch him, God. Deal with his heart, God. Give him a mind, God. To get busy, God, to get in those law books, Lord God, where he can get back into court, God. I don't care what the judge says. Hallelujah. I don't care what the sentence is. Oh, God, you have the final say in our lives, God. Oh, God, and as you're traveling, I want you to go to Orleans Parish Prison, God. Oh, God, I have a grandson that's there. Hallelujah. 18-year-old boy. Hey, I'm almost shy. Yeah, Lamont. Allen, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch my grandson, God. Oh, all the parties that's involved with him, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, I ask you, Lord God, to touch the judge on him. I ask you to touch the DA, the district attorney, God. Oh, God, I bless you today. I ask you, God, hallelujah, to have mercy upon him. Give him another chance, God. Oh, he made a mistake like many of us do, God. We all have made mistakes, God. But I thank you, hallelujah, because you always, hallelujah, come in. You come to our rescue, Lord God. You always come in, God. In the nick of time. You never late, God. You're on time, God. You are present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. That's why we bless you. That's why we give you praise. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Even for my mother, God. I'm asking you to touch our body, God. Oh, God, revive. No more shy. Align every organ. Align every tissue, every muscle, every red blood cell, every white blood cell. Hallelujah. The kidneys, the diabetes. God, I come against it in the name of Jesus, God. I've been praying for you. I've been praying for my mother, God, that you would allow her to live to see Danielle come home, God. Oh, God, and you're not short concerning your promises, God. You're not short concerning your promises, God. Oh, and we bless you today, God. Oh, God, and even as she go to take these treatments, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, hallelujah, to let her have a feel-good day, God. Oh, God, let her remember that it's only because of you that she live. It's only because of you that she have a being, God. Oh, God, I bless you, God. I thank you, Lord God, for my brothers and my sisters. I thank you for my children today, God. Oh, God, I thank you for everybody that you have placed strategically in my life, God. I thank you for Bishop Blake. Stay here in New Orleans, God, in the Blake family. Mother Lois and Pastor Sam, God, and First Lady Lisa, God, we thank you for them today, God. Thank you for Bishop Leo Lewis, God. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to visit Stanford, California, God. Oh, God, and touch y'all. No more shy, y'all. Brother Gary today, God. Oh, God, where the doctors have given him 6 months to live, God. Ah, that's the doctor's report, God. Oh, but I lift up Apostle Lewis Stallworth III, God. I'm asking you to visit him in his hospital room, God. I'm asking you to encourage his heart, God. I'm asking you to not let him receive the report that the doctors gave, God. Oh, but God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to let him lean and depend on you, God. Oh, God, lean and depend on you, God. Strengthen his mother, God. Sister Nellie Stallworth, God. Give her strength, Lord God. The prayer warrior that she is, Lord God. Let her know that it ain't over till God says it's over. Hallelujah. Strengthen Bishop Stallworth, God. Oh, God, touch Bishop Stallworth's heart, God. Oh, God, give him strength in his body, God. Oh, God, and all of Lewis' family, Lewis Stallworth III, his wife, God, and his children, God. I'm asking you for strength for him right now in the name of Jesus. And while you're there, God, inform you, God, visit Sister Ruby today, God. I'm asking you to touch her, God. Ah, God, I'm asking you to comfort her heart, God. Oh, Oh, God, give her mind to get back into the right fellowship, God. Give her mind, God, where she can find the right church, God. Hallelujah, where they can support her and they can love on her, God. Hallelujah, remember all the good deeds that she's done, God. Remember all the sacrifices that she's made on behalf of your children, God, on behalf of your children, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to remember in a special way, God, and remember my grandchildren and my great-grands, God. Don't forget them, God. Remember my aunts, my uncles, my nieces and my nephews, God, while I'm here in New Orleans, still in this lane, God. Oh, God, give me a mind, God. Oh, God, I die. You don't almost shot ya. Lord God, I'm asking for a financial release, God. Hallelujah, I'm asking for a breakthrough in finances, God, and I know can't nobody do it like you, God. Oh, God, can't nobody do it like you. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah, cattle that sits on a thousand hills, they belong to you, God. Help us, Lord God, to not get weary and well-doing, God. Help us, Lord God, to keep on calling on you, God. Ah, for we have no other help but you, God. You are the only help that we have. You are the only help that we know, God. Oh, God, and we thank you for it this morning, this afternoon, rather. Thank you for Minister Leslie Priest, God. Thank you for this 12-week challenge that I'm embarking on, God. Oh, God, I know you're going to do it, God, because can't nobody do it like you, God. Give me strength to endure, God. Oh, God, give me strength to endure, God. Remember Freddie this morning, Brother Freddie, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to visit Baton Rouge right now and touch him, God. Oh, God, give him a mind, God, to call on you, God. Give him a mind to seek you while you may be found. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to fill him with the Holy Ghost, God. Fill him up, God. Hallelujah, till his cup run over, God. Oh, I thank you today, God. I wouldn't take nothing for this journey, God. Ah, you're almost shy. You have nothing for it, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Remember your leaders all over this land, God. Strengthen our heart, God. Remember Pastor Coleman Lee, God. Remember her, Lord God. Give her that job that she needs, God. Give her that job that she desires, God. Oh, God, remember Pastor Gloria Smith and her family, God. Elder Randy, remember them, God. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. Remember sons and daughters. Remember New Destiny Ministries, God. Oh, remember Mother Charity, God. Oh, I bless you today, God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. For there's none like you, God. There's none like you, Lord God. Hallelujah, we thank you. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you today, God. Hallelujah, we decree and declare today, God. I decree and declare a breakthrough in our life, God. I decree and declare new cycles of victory, success, and prosperity will replace old cycles of failure, poverty, and debt. I stand to command my morning, and I declare this is a new day. I decree and declare our season of frustration and failures is over, and we're walking in a season of success. We're walking in a season of prosperity. Lord, bless the works of our hands, God. Let our name be associated with good things. Shield us from persecution and false accusation. Guard us against greed, discouragement, and sabotage. I welcome opportunities to grow. Give us a mind to welcome opportunities to grow, to mature. Let our actions be in sync with your will. Father, I decree and declare that we won't be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we're going to make our requests known to you. We're going to rise in faith today, knowing that you hear and knowing that you answer prayer. Hallelujah, because we bring in our needs to you, God. We will walk in the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, and we will guard our heart and mind, hallelujah, in stillness and quietness. Oh God, oh God, oh God, we gonna wait for you. the way that we should go. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We're sealing these declarations today. We're sealing them in the name of Jesus. God, we bring Sister Corinthian Jones before you today, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to touch her, God. Remember our family there in Houston, God. Oh, remember my sister Dawn in Dallas and Nigel in Houston, God. Oh, God, remember all those, God, that are sick and afflicted, God. Those that are shut in. Oh, God, go down under the bridge, God, and feed the homeless, God. Those that have received checks today, God. Don't let them, hallelujah, be wasteful, God. Oh, God, but help them to remember, God. Help them to remember to take care of their business, God. Oh, I bless you today, God. I thank you, God, even for Sister Robin Knox, God. I thank you for all blessings, God. I thank you, Lord God, for you putting people in my life, God. Hallelujah, that will love us. That will honor everything that you place in our spirit, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. God, I bless you today, God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go and play this song because of who you are. And then we're going to get right on into a scripture or two. And we're going to let you go. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I worship you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. I love
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Because you are, I give you glory.
Oh, yes, God. Thank you, God. I thank you.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who
Praise the Lord, everybody. I tell you how many just worshiping God because of who he is. Glory to God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for tuning in. Today we open up with prayer and just had a few worship songs on. I really, in my mind, wasn't even coming on today because I've had so many different things that I've had to contend with for this week. And we had not been on the broadcast. Hallelujah. But I just felt a press down in my spirit. Amen. To just come on. And I just quickly scheduled a live broadcast because normally I just have the broadcast already scheduled. Amen. But I didn't have anything scheduled because, again, I had resolved in my mind that I was going to continue to take care of my business. But as I just stopped for a moment, I sat on the sofa and I began to get into the Bible and read a little bit. And as I began to do that, I saw a letter. I usually get these letters from Pastor Stanley. Amen. I usually get these letters from Pastor Charles Stanley. And as I open, and something just said, open this letter. Amen. And as I open it, I'm going to share this with you, what this letter says today. Amen. And then we're going to let you all go. We won't be back online till next week, but we want you to continue to pray for us. I see Minister Leslie on the line, and I'm just so excited. Amen. God had put in my spirit to get back to exercising and walking and really to get some of this weight off me where I can feel better. I've been feeling a little sluggish and haven't had a lot of energy. And so the Lord put that in my spirit to start doing that really about 2 weeks ago, but I just began to do it on last week on my own. And then when I looked at a couple of things from Sister Minister Leslie about this 12-week challenge, I said, man, this is timely. This is timely. So I got right up on it. Amen. And I'm excited about that. Glory to God. So I'm going to read this letter because this letter really encouraged me today. Glory to God. And I also was praying with a pastor friend of mine today while we were walking and just talking about the cares of this life. So this letter, very, very, very timely. And I'm going to read it to you, and then we're going to go on. You can turn to the scriptures that's in it at your own leisure. Amen. But it says that this is from the pastor's heart, and this is Pastor Charles Stanley. And it says, dear friend, are you aware of God's presence in your life, or do you feel disconnected from him? Even though his spirit indwells those of us who have believed in Jesus Christ and accepted him as our Savior, we can't always sense his presence. My God. There may be times when we feel especially close to him, but on other occasions, he seems distant and uninvolved in our lives. Listen at what he said, and this really encouraged my heart today. He said, we tend to judge whether God is with us by our circumstances. You know, if our circumstance is all good, then we say, ah, God is with us. But when the circumstances changes and things are not so favorable, then I'm inputting this as I go. Then, you know, life becomes bleak to us. So he said, we tend to judge whether God is with us by our circumstances. If everything's going our way, and isn't that just like us? Or he's answering our prayers and meeting our needs, we feel close to him. I see Pastor Spinks. God bless you, man of God. But if the Lord isn't intervening in the way we expect, or our suffering and troubles have increased, it may seem that he's distant and unconcerned. You know, when God don't come in
and do what we expect in that given hour we think he should, then, you know, we become disgruntled. Hallelujah. We become depressed. Amen. And then we begin not speak what God has declared and decreed over our lives. Because guess what? We allow our emotions to take us away. Oh, God, I hear you today. And then we get so absorbed into what we're feeling that we don't even want to hear anything positive from the Word of God. We don't even want anybody to tell us anything because guess what? We're in our own minds. He said, instead of letting circumstances cloud our perception, we must learn to rely on what Scripture says. Oh, God, I bless you today. David experienced many difficulties in his life, but he clung to an enduring truth. What was that enduring truth? Which he penned in Psalm 23:4, and I'm reading out the New King James Version today. Amen. He penned in Psalm 23:4, it said, yay, we know that. Psalm 23, we learn that as children. When we're in elementary school, we learn that psalm. Well, I don't know about you, but I did. And it said, he said in Psalm 23:4, yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Death is only a shadow because death can't take you until God releases it. Oh, God. He said, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And you know, when I got on this line, I said, that's what I said in my spirit. I'm going to read the 23rd Psalm of the 23rd Psalm. I'm going to read that in its entirety. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. Well, he's your shepherd during the good times. He's your shepherd during the bad times. He's your shepherd when you're happy. He's your shepherd when you're sad. He's that same shepherd. Glory to God. He said, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. He says, as believers in Christ, we have this same promise. The Lord is our constant companion in good times and bad. But do we really believe and count on this truth? If we don't, he says, we're like a sick person who walks right past the medicine cabinet when the remedy for the ailment is inside. Hallelujah. Now, if there's a remedy for our ailment, why would we refuse to take it? Hallelujah. God ordained physicians. Now, your faith may not be where mine is. Oh, God, hallelujah. I might have faith to believe that I don't have to take any medicines. And I may have that faith to cause everything in my body to line up. But then you may not have that kind of faith. That don't say that you know I'm great and you're less. No. There's levels of faith. Amen. But it's okay. Because guess what? It's ordained of God. Uh-huh. The best medicine to feed on is this Word of God. Because I tell you, you can be sick, you can be feeling bad in your body, but guess what? When you get into this Word, oh, God, there's a peace that comes into your heart. Amen. And guess what? It settles you. Because guess what? You begin to meditate upon God's Word. You begin to meditate upon God's word. And when you begin to meditate upon God's word, then guess what? That is medicine. Oh, God, I bless you today. He says, if we're oblivious to Christ's companionship, we'll miss the benefits and blessings that result from knowing he is with us. If we want an increased awareness of God's presence, we must take the time to deepen our relationship with him. How? The place to begin is in his word. By reading the scriptures every morning, our minds are ignited to think about the Lord throughout the day. And I find that so true. I find when I get up in the morning and I say, Lord, order my steps. I find a peace when I get up with that mindset. And I say, Lord, order my steps. Oh, God, because we don't know what the day is going to be whole. We don't know. Glory to God, we are just blessed that God renewed his mercies upon us. Amen. And so when you ask God to order your steps, guess what? He'll do just that. Ah, God, I bless you today. Glory to God. So he says reading in the morning is something that we need in order for us to be able to deal wisely in that day. Instead of being anxious or fearful, our mind is focused on the comforting and empowering knowledge that God is there to guide us. Being conscious of God's presence is vital to seeing his work in our lives. For example, Moses wasn't able to deliver the Israelites from slavery in Egypt because of his great confidence or leadership ability. Sometimes we lean in again, like I always say, on our own understanding, on our abilities, on our skills, on the gifts that God has deposited in us. And we don't give God no glory on that. In fact, he felt totally, we're talking about Moses in this particular passage, he felt totally inadequate and asked the Lord to use someone else. What did he do? He didn't even feel that he was capable of speaking the word. So God used his brother, Aaron, and his sister, amen, to interpret things for the people of God. Glory to God. So the power came from the Lord who promised to go with Moses. Similarly, when we rely on God's powerful presence in us, our lives are transformed. He said, first of all, our perspective is changed. And as we look at Psalm 16, verses 8 and 9, let me just read this into your hearing. Ah, God, I bless you. You always come through, Lord. Always come through. Psalm 16, 8, 9 says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. There's a marvelous sense of peace and safety that comes when we see the Lord as our constant companion. When everything looks bleak, we continue to have hope because our confidence is in him, not in good circumstances. Knowing that God is with us puts trouble and hardship in their proper place under his authority and gives us all surpassing joy of his companionship. Instead of attributing our blessings to good luck or giving credit to us, we become more conscious of the fact that the Lord is the source of all good things. Hallelujah. We're not the source. The Lord is the source of all good things. Amen. And then in James, ah, God, I bless you today, God. Ah, Jesus. Woo, Lord, I feel my help coming right now. Glory to God. I feel my help coming right now. James, hallelujah, 1 and 17. What does it say? It says every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And it cometh down from the Father of lights, with home is no valueless, neither shadow of turning. God will never revoke none of his promises towards us. Now, we can abort some things because of our disobedience. We can cause some things to be held up. We can cause some things to not even be granted to our children because of our disobedience. Do you know all disobedience is sin? Did you not know that? Mm-hmm. And the Bible even speaks of rebelliousness as being as a sin, hallelujah, as of witchcraft. Amen. When you find these rebellious children and you find rebellious adults, you send them, you give them a warning, and you give them the word of God, and they're so bad, they're so rebellious, they want to prove you wrong. And so guess what? They go do something intentionally to prove you wrong, which is silly. You bringing harm upon your family. You bringing harm upon your children. We don't know how blessed we are to receive this word graciously. Amen. Well, we can pass down blessings to our children, not curses. Second, he says, an awareness of God's continual presence motivates, there come that word again, it motivates obedience. It motivates obedience. And in Psalm 19, verses 12 through 14, it says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We don't tolerate sin in our lives because it doesn't fit our identity in Christ. Instead of making decisions without giving him a second thought, every choice is sifted through his will because we want to do what he desires. That's why I always, he says, quietly ask Jesus to help me give a wise and godly answer whenever someone asks me a question. We should always be willing to give every man a reasonable answer, knowing that he always is with us. He's our helper, he's our guide, and he's our sustainer. And all we have to do is call on him. Thirdly, as we live with the mindset that he is always with us, our love for God and sensitivity to him increase. Let me go now to Psalm 63, and I'm going to let you all go because I hadn't planned this. Hallelujah. But as I sat and I said, Lord, I have to get on this line today. In spite of all of the things that is going on, I have to get on this line today. And the Lord just had me to open up this letter from Charles Stanley. Hallelujah. And as I begin to read it, the Lord says, share it. Ah, you know, most shy, yeah, share it. So in Psalm 63, verse 1 through 8, it reads, O God, thou art my God. This is one I use for the early prayer line, the early Sunday morning prayer. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. Flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. Ah, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Ah, I'ma just close that on up. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. There shall be a portion for foxes. Ah, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies, God said, they shall be stopped. Glory to God. Prayer becomes an opportunity to commune with the Lord. Now, not just a time to make requests. All day long, we can carry on a conversation with him in our hearts. Instead of a duty, reading the word becomes a delight. Ah, see, when you can feast upon God's word, it's a delight to you. It's not grievous to you. It ain't something somebody commanded you to do. The Lord commands us to do. Hallelujah. He said, draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto you. How do you draw nigh to God? By getting in his word. Hallelujah. And worship is more than a religious routine. It's a chance to honor and adore our Lord with fellow believers. The desire of God's heart is that you would become more aware of him. No matter what is going on in our lives, he is with us. Nothing is hidden from his sight. Nothing is beyond God's reach. He sees the storms before they come, and is already working to sustain us. His peace will guard our heart as we rest in his strong, comforting presence, knowing that he is our loving Heavenly Father. God not only promises to be with us, but he has also given us the companionship of other believers. One of our biggest encouragements, hallelujah, is knowing that so many, hallelujah, there are still many people that are praising God. There are still many people that are coming to the Lord. There are still many people that are denouncing sins. We're not the only ones. Don't you ever think we're the only ones. Hallelujah. The Lord told the prophet, he said, Ayadomoshaya. When Elijah said, Lord, there's no one left but me. The Lord said, I beg to differ with you. Amen. He said, I have 7,000 that haven't even bowed. Hallelujah. How many people that you know that is active in your life that you can vouch for and say they've never bowed? Hallelujah. Don't you ever think you're the only one. God will never be left without a witness. Amen. This letter from Pastor Stanley, it encouraged me today. I tell you, I had the mindset to not even get on today. But as I took a moment to breathe, hallelujah, the Spirit began to deal with my heart. Hey, glory to God, and this is my baby. Hallelujah, this is the baby. Amen, this Blog Talk is the baby. Glory to God, and souls, souls are listening. Amen. People are going back into the archives. Hallelujah. They want to hear a word from the Lord. They want to be encouraged. They want to be instructed. They want to be led in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's a pleasure for me. It's not grievous. Even when this flesh is not willing, the Spirit is always willing, the Bible says, but the flesh is weak. Amen. And how do we strengthen this flesh? We strengthen it by the word of God. We strengthen it by feeding it the proper nourishment that we need. Amen. Because we can't make it without God. We can't make it without this word. This word is all we have to look to. Glory to God. It's all we have to stand upon. God, I bless you today. Amen. Had I not tuned in, let me Minister Leslie wouldn't have been on this line to hear this. Hallelujah. And then Pastor Speaks wouldn't have been able to tune in and hear either. Glory to God. So I just thank the Lord. Oh, God, I bless you today. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. My God, the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Lord, hallelujah, would raise up a standard against him. He would raise up a standard against him. So be encouraged, people of God. Hallelujah. Trouble don't last always. Hey, glory to God. There's a brighter day. Hey, you don't know, Shia. There's a brighter day. Hey, you don't know, more see ya. And that brighter day is today. Tomorrow is not promised to us. Hallelujah. The scripture says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Glory to God. I bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for Minister Leslie. Thank God for Pastor Spinks being on the line. I'm going to open up their lines. And Pastor Spinks, you was a little late getting on. But as I sat and got into this word a little bit, I prayed and opened up with prayer. And I opened up this letter from Pastor Charles Stanley. Glory to God, out of Atlanta, Georgia. And that's what I was reading from. And no scriptures that I had was all in this letter. And the Lord just asked, the Lord just led me to read that letter from the man of God. Amen. It says, from the pastor's heart. Glory to God. Jeremiah 3:15 said, I will give you pastors according to mine own heart, whom shall feed you, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Glory to God. So that letter really encouraged me. Amen. Because I certainly was, I had not even scheduled to be on. I was going to be out this entire, this whole Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but I had to do what the Spirit of God was leading me to do. Glory to God. And definitely before these grandkids knock on the door and enter in. So God bless you. Thank you, Minister Leslie. I'm excited about this 12-week challenge. And if you want to give the people of God any information concerning that, you're certainly welcome to do so. God bless you.
God bless you. I give honor to God. I give honor to Pastor Adrian. I was here doing some chores at home. Something said, call the line, and I looked, and I was like, ah, after one. I hurried up and bowed on and received the worship that went forth. And I just want to say this word is right on time. And I had did a study on Psalm 23. It was earlier this year in the midst of going through my trials. And my children were gone away for a week. And I had some personal time with God. I mean, I cried like a baby. I laid out on the floor. I gave him a lot of things. And after that, I went to sleep. And so when you were reading Psalm 23, it just brought into my mind what he was doing, because I have felt a change since then. And the part where it said he gives you to lie down and rest. You know, I wasn't planning on going to sleep. I was just crying out to him. But peace came over me, and I was able to sleep. And me, I always struggle with the fear of sleeping after I wake up. Like, no, I'm up. I got to stay up. I don't want to go to sleep. What if I don't wake up? But this peace came over me, and I was able to rest. But when I woke up, I felt restored. I didn't feel that same heaviness that I had. I didn't have that same spirit of depression I had. And so I just want to encourage God's people to really plug in and tune in to God. You know, sometimes turn off the TV, turn on some worship music, lay on your floor, cry out to God, because he is that one best friend you can give your secrets to, your problems to, your worries to, your doubt, your fears, and you can just cast all your cares unto him, because one thing the word says is that he cares for us. And upon me casting that stuff off, you know, a spirit of peace came over me. I felt so rested and rejuvenated when I woke up, and I believe, you know, the Spirit of the Lord just wants us to tune in to him sometimes. You know, turn off the phone, turn off the TV, just turn on the praise, turn on the prayer, and he will turn up that power in your life. He will bring that rest that surpasses and peace that surpasses all understanding, and he will let you feel in your spirit that everything is okay, because it is okay. And, you know, and he loves us, and he cares for us. And I'm so glad there's, you know, no condemnation when we fail him. But the spirit within us causes us to repent. That spirit causes us to pick up the word and pray and reach out to others. So right now I'm in that place. I'm surrounding myself with believers because I believe that the outcome of our life and who we become really impresses on who we surround ourselves with. You know, if we surround ourselves with a lot of negative people, we'll think negatively.
Come on.
We'll speak negatively. Mm. But if we surround ourselves with more believers, we'll pray more, we'll read more, we'll worship more. And that's what I'm doing, tapping into these saints that God has connected
Come
me
on
with.
Come on now.
I'm committed to this and I'm committed to Pastor Adrian's, her ministry. This is the ground to sow into. So if you ever want to sow a seed, sow into this ministry, you will reap the harvest. I went to last year's convention, and it was amazing. I came back a whole new woman, though the devil fought a long way to get there. I understand the plan. I understand the purpose, and I'm with you 100%, and I'm thankful
Thank
for your
you.
Leading. I'm thankful for your guiding. I'm thankful for your faith and commitment and dedication to calling up, because God told me to call up, and that's what I did. I didn't even have the clock near me. It was dropped
Lord
my
have
spirit,
mercy.
Call the line, and I got exactly what I needed. So be sure to share this number with your friends and family when you get on, and invite others. You know, it's an easy shareable link on Facebook. You just press one button, and all your friends can see that
That's
you're
right.
speaking a word, and you never know whose life you can change. Even though some people don't call up, they listen on the broadcast. It's available
they
online.
Listen. That's
so
true.
When I have
yes.
low data, I clicked the link and was able to listen directly off of Facebook. You know, the one thing that distracts us is the one thing that is pulling the saints together. And it's just great. Everyone have a beautiful day.
My God, my God. You know, and I tell you, that's the Bible say two is better than one. And we were, you know, it's ironic, we were on that topic encouraged for about almost 3 weeks. And I still feel the need for that encouragement. And even as I sat here, Pastor Spinks, and I didn't see anybody. I was the only one on, and I just opened up, prayed for about 20 minutes opening up. And as I approach the fourth year anniversary thing,
come on,
I say, Lord, now I got to rethink some things, and I have to restructure some things. I did have some people in place that, you know, was opening up, and, you know, that dissolved, and, you know, you have people that, you know, do other things, and, you know, they have other assignments, and you understand that. So I'm going back to the drawing board now. I say, Lord, I've been consistent with this blog talk in December, 4 years, and I mean
My
over 1,300 messages on this broadcast, and I mean not from no novices. I mean from anointed men and women of God that have been privileged and graced with the opportunity to come on and share a word with the listeners. And as I even looked at the stats today, Pastor Spinks and Minister Leslie, over 79,000 listeners, and I said, well, Lord, you know, you don't see 25, 30, 35 people on the line, and every time you look, you know, technology is evolving. Amen. And so you look at the different things that's coming up now that you don't have to pay. This is a paid subscription, and we pay for this monthly, every month. And I thank God for it, because some of the prayer lines, you know, that are free, you don't have access to that archive message unless you download it or something, but the people can't continually go to that particular segment. But on here, you can go all the way back to December 2011 when this show was initiated. And I just begin to just thank the Lord for that. So I'm asking you all to pray with me, because I need guidance. You know, we ain't got it all, and I bless the Lord because leaders come on this line.
and they're looking for, you know, leaders need encouragement. I don't know why people think pastors and ministers and evangelists and teachers and apostles and prophets that they don't need encouragement, that they got it all together. No, we ain't got it all together. We ain't got it all together. We're striving for perfection. And this is a daily walk. And anytime David said, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, if we begin to get our eyes on Jesus, if we begin to look at the prosperity of the wicked, our feet might slip. Our feet might slip. He said, my feet almost slipped. So that's why we have to, it's so imperative for us to be an encouragement to one another. You know, and one thing that really perturbs me is when I encounter selfish people. And sometimes you can pick up their spirit. You can pick up their spirit. You know, it's all about them. It's all about them. No, God is a God to all. He's interested in souls. Souls, and everybody is important to God. He said he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. That, and that's why we get discouraged when we see the drug dealer and the cutthroat and the robber and the thief, and we see them flourishing, and we say, oh, Lord, they're doing better than us. They don't have no peace. But God chooses whom he will bless. But I know one thing, you can't be faithful to God, has to speak, and he forsake you. One
Come
thing
on,
about
somebody.
God, he said in Proverbs 28 and 2, a faithful man shall abound. That scripture is embedded in my heart. Shall abound with blessings. Weeping may endure. Yeah, we going to go through our difficulties. We going to have our seasons where we hit some, there's going to be some low points. But we can't get discouraged. We can't get discouraged. We got to keep on trucking because this race ain't given to the swift, neither the slow. We got to hang on in here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We got to hang on in here, Pastor Speaks, no matter what. When we take an evaluation of where we was before we came to Christ, we were dogs. We weren't even fit to be called sister or brother. And then folks have nerve enough to get mad with you if you don't properly address them. Pastor Speaks, honey, if I really gave my testimony on this line, folks would say, oh, no. Who? Not to say, yes, I'm just so happy that the Lord allowed me to get sister in front of my name. Oh, God, because when I wasn't a son, oh, God, Jesus, I wasn't even fit to live. Hallelujah. All of our righteousness as filthy rags. If some of us would really share all the stuff that God shield us from out in the world, thank him. I even went back to, hallelujah, my son saw me and tied up my own one day to put a point at it, a needle. I would have been a dopey. Do you hear me? It wasn't nothing but God. That's been 35, 40 years ago. But I remember that moment, and the Lord didn't allow it to happen. Hallelujah. We don't know what God is saying, folks. From me, I don't know about Shia. That's why I love it. That's why I praise him. That's why I work for him. Hallelujah. Because guess what? There's no payday like the Lord. Payday is coming. Hallelujah. Hang on in here, baby. Hang on in here, Minister Leslie. It's going to get better. I don't know about Shia. It's going to get better.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God, it's going to get better. Keep on trucking, no matter what the devil put in your mind. And sometimes we have flashbacks of some of the wrongs people have did us. I don't know no more. So, and sometimes the wounds have not fully healed. I don't know more.
But you should be grounded in God.
I'm a witness that he's going to heal you. I'm a witness, amen, that you have a testimony where you can impact somebody else's life. Oh, I bless him today, Pastor Speaks.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for another day, Lord. To profess your name over our friends and family.
Yes,
to profess your
way, Lord.
Have your way.
Yes,
Jesus.
Jesus.
In the midnight hour, we cry, Jesus. Oh, when we wake up, we say, Jesus.
Jesus, on bended knee, Lord God. We thank you for the word that went forth on today, Lord God. We thank you for the listeners,
God.
Lord God. We thank you for those who will listen even after this broadcast is over, Lord God.
Yes.
Everyone dialed up, everyone who are online right now, Lord God, you know their needs. You know the desires of their heart. You know how the enemy is coming against the anointing that is within them, Lord God.
Yes.
You know how the enemy is trying to stop people from using their gifts, Lord God. But we thank you for manifesting glory in our life today, Lord God.
Glory.
We thank you for shouting victory on today, Lord God. We thank you for the testimonies that will come from us today, Lord God.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, that we will put on our whole armor of God, Lord God, that Ephesians 6 proclaims, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for making us lie down to rest in your green pastures, Lord God. We thank you for touching our minds right now, Lord God, to give us the one mind of Christ, Lord God.
Well,
oh, come against those who are confused right now, confused and don't know which name to call. That name is Jesus,
yes,
Lord God. We
yes,
thank you right
Lord.
Now, Lord God. We pray for those with a broken heart, Lord God. I had a broken heart and you mended it, Lord God. So mend that heart,
yes.
Lord God. Connect
mend
your heart to your heart, Lord God. Let their heart be synchronized to your heart, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Touch the hands of everyone online today, Lord God. Touch the hands that they don't bring hurt, that they don't cause harm or danger to anyone, Lord God. But those
yes,
hands
God.
Will be raised up and lifted unto you and worship your name, Lord God. Those hands will feed the hungry, Lord God. Those hands will lead the blind, Lord God. Those hands will clap a mighty thunder and praise, Lord God. We pray for the feet of the believers, Lord God. Lead them to go in distant lands where you caused them to go. Lead them to give your word, Lord God. Lead them to live out the commission, Lord God, baptizing in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We pray for the whole body of Christ on today, Lord. Touch the body of Christ, Lord God. These ministers are doing all kinds of things, Lord God. Bring them back into your will. Your gifts are without repentance, Lord God. Bring them back to their first love today, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord. Anybody anybody online who has an ailment in their body, heal them now, Lord, right now, miracle, right now, healing, right
yes,
now, Lord
yes.
Jesus. As we are on bended knee, Lord God, we're coming to you humbly as we know how, Lord God. We're not asking amiss, Lord God. We're asking that needs be provided. Your word says, you shall provide every need, Lord God, according to your riches and glory, Lord God. Someone may need food today, Lord God. Send your angels, send your children to them to feed them on this day, Lord God. All the things that we pray and ask, Lord God, it is within us to give, Lord God. So make us givers, Lord God, givers into the ministry, sowing seeds into the ministry, Lord God, giving us to your children, Lord God, caring if we see someone sad, putting a smile on their face, Lord. And have your way on today. Bless Pastor Bernard on today, Lord God, for her faithfulness, for her calling up, Lord God. Oh, God, there are children crying out in the midnight hour. Answer them, Lord God. Show them your mercy. Show them your grace. Show them your love, Lord God. Show them your ears, Lord God. Lord God, you are the God who hears and answers our prayers, Lord God. And we are thanking you. We thank you for the very breath of life. Somebody has a chalk outlined around their body right now, Lord God, but we are living and breathing, Lord God. Oh, bless right now, Lord God. Bless the heartbroken. Lord God, bless those who have diseases in their body that the doctors gave up on, Lord God. You are the master, doctor.
Yes,
you are the master healer, Lord God. You have all power, Lord God, and we thank you for that power that raises the dead. We thank you for that power that heals the sick. Oh, God, clothe them in your spirit of love right now and dignity and honor, Lord God, to you, Lord God. We pray for those with a reprobate mind. We come against that reprobate mind right now in the name of Jesus. Turn to your first love, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we pray this in your mighty, majestic power. And I seal it with the highest praise I know. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
We bless you. Thank you, Minister Leslie. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Pastor Spinks, you have anything else to add? You're welcome to do so at this time.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Minister Leslie, praise the Lord for the prayer, for the word that went up. I tell you, I thank God I was rushing to get on the line. Praise be to God. I was trying to get on the line all week. I even had one of my brothers who listened in on last Thursday. He said, thank God for that line. He was looking to get on today. I said, you know what? Pastor normally posts every day. I said, but you know what you do?
Right.
Call in anyhow. Praise be to God. So I just want to say to you, Pastor, be encouraged. I thank God for Minister Leslie. How the Lord used her, praise be to God. And I tell you, the Lord is speaking because he done said some things to me concerning New Destiny Ministry. And I'm going to be obedient to what thus saith the Lord. God is already building the finances up for this broadcast. God is already building the finances up for this broadcast. God is already putting people in place. This ministry is going through a makeover. This ministry is going through a makeover. God is taking New Destiny to a whole nother level. There is a higher anointing upon this ministry. Hallelujah. And God has people that God is already ministering to and God is working with. Praise be to God that God is going to put in place in this ministry. Come on, somebody. And I thank God. David said in Psalms 27 and 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Praise be to God. A lot of people talking about when I get to heaven, but I want to tell you today that God got some things he want to do for you right now. Praise be to God. On your way to heaven.
Praise be to God.
And so he says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say on the Lord. Praise be to God. I thank God for everything. You read the letter from a pastor's heart, Pastor Charles Stanley, another one of the mentors that God has put into my life. Hallelujah. When I came out of the prison system, God was using Pastor Stanley when I just came home from prison. Matter of fact, it's been now, good God Almighty, a little more than 20 years now. I didn't even realize how long it has been. God is so good, and you're talking about approaching 4 years anniversary. Good God Almighty, I'm so excited for you, Lord. Pastor, and what God is doing in this ministry.
Yeah.
Praise be to God. I just want to do my part. I want to do what God has given me to be supportive to this ministry. Praise be to God. This is blessed ground right here. This is blessed ground. True Testimony Ministry is a blessed ground. Praise be to God. So I thank God for this ministry. And you were saying a whole lot of stuff, and I love what you said about people choose to praise God and to love God based on their circumstances. And we can't be like that. We got to love God whether it rains, snows, sunshine, or
come
not.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I tell you, the family going through some things. My wife just lost a second cousin. A second
my
one.
God.
A young
oh.
one. And these are her first cousins. A second
what
young
you
man.
Think?
So I'm saying time is winding up, people of God.
Yeah.
We don't have no time to be trying to figure out nobody else's walk. We got to run this race at our pace. We got to do what God tells us to do. It's time out for minding other people's business. It's time to stay
on
point with God. He said, let every man examine himself. Get yourself
examine
where you
himself.
Wreck yourself. Come on.
Come on. You preaching now.
I tell you, God is good. He's doing something mighty in this hour. Praise be to God, and we want to know what it is that we need to do. You just was reading that letter, and I'm telling people every day, thus saith the Lord, here's what you do. Say nothing evil or hurtful, snub evil, and cultivate good. Run after peace for all your work. God looks on all this with approval, listening and responding well to what he asks us to do. But he turns his back on those who do evil things. So I thank God for you, Pastor. You blessed me today. When I got in and I heard you talking about the things you were sharing on this line, I'm glad I was one that made it on. What?
My
good
God
Almighty. Keep doing what the Lord is giving you, Pastor. He said your way is already paid. If you get up in the morning and dial the number, he already got something for you. He already got. He said all you got to do is be willing to make a move. God said he's going to be there for you. All you got to do is be willing. Great people came through New Destiny Ministry. Great people came on this line. Great men and women of God, which some of us would have never had the pleasure or opportunity to never have met if we didn't get on New Destiny. Live Talk Radio.
True.
God got people out here. They're forerunners for New Destiny Ministry. They're telling other people. And some of them people don't even come on that much no more. But the people they introduced, they realize what God gave them. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God loves this ministry. God's talking about this ministry in the hearts of the believers. But God, he gave me an assignment based on this ministry. And I'm going to be obedient. You're going to know it. You're going to know it, Pastor. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. God said you ain't got to fret. You ain't got to worry about nothing. The needs are going to be met. They're already supplied on you. Hallelujah. And when this ministry, every step this ministry comes into a place where God already promised, it's going to automatically activate the blessing of God. Come on, God. Hallelujah. I don't have the knowledge to speak like this. The Lord does this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God said this ministry will not lack. Every step this ministry takes, every step it takes, it's going to automatic activate the blessing that's waiting for it.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. He said the blessing that's waiting for it. Do you know there's blessings waiting on you? Do you know there's blessings waiting on you? Come on, my God, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, God in heaven above. Greater of the heavens than the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The oil is falling on this ministry. The oil is flowing on this ministry. Come on, somebody. This ministry has been anointed. This ministry has been anointed and appointed by God. Come on, somebody. People thinking about this ministry when they in other ministries doing work. They're thinking about who they
are.
Come on, somebody. For God said he will not hold no good thing back from his people. He will neither leave you nor forsake. situation. He will answer if you call him. Come on,
yes.
Somebody. So I'm thanking him right now. I'm thanking him because this ministry is blessing me. How many people know you need to sow where you eat at? You need to sow where you eat at. You need to give back where God is blessing you at. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It's one thing to tell people you love them, but put an action with it, and I guarantee you it'll be a greater effect. Put an action behind your mouth, and it'll be a greater effect. Come on, somebody. I don't ask nobody nothing that I ain't doing myself. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. I thank God for you, Pastor. I pray that God continues to support you. And I wish above all that you be in good health and prosper, even as your soul prosper. God bless you, your family, your mother. God bless you, Pastor Leslie. God bless you.
I'm telling you, God knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. I'm saying, I was not even coming on today. I said, well, we don't even need to go. And then when I looked and seen this envelope from Pastor Stanley, the Lord said, now, read this and go on the line. I said, what? Lord. And I just went ahead and scheduled it, Pastor. I had already said I'll be back on next week. And then just begin to think about almost 4 years. I mean, we were on here consistently up until February, Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday. And I tell you, I was just praying the other day for Minister Liberal Democrat. We haven't heard from him or anything. And I said, well, Lord, I'm going to go back to some of those messages and do some rebroadcasting. Because you know what? You can be encouraged. I mean, I listened to one of my uncle, Bishop Alfred Singleton's message from 1985. I listened to that message in 2003. When the Lord was encouraging me about ministry, about evangelizing, which I was already doing it, but I wasn't preaching. And I listened to that message, and I couldn't understand how the Lord was dealing with me. And I called Bishop, and I began to tell him what was happening to me. And he said, whenever the Lord speaks, just like Samuel, hallelujah, told the child, just like Eli told the little child Samuel, the boy, when he was a boy, he said, go back. And if you hear him speaking, just say, after Samuel went to him two or three times, then he said, just say, yes, Lord. And so Bishop informed me, he said, however God is dealing with you, just tell him yes, Adrian. I didn't want to minister. I'm a person, I like coordinating and getting behind the scenes and bringing people together. I have a gift for that. I didn't want to do no ministry. I didn't want to do no pastoring. That wasn't nowhere in my heart, Minister Leslie. But the Lord, when God have a calling on your life, you know he'll give you the, he'll equip you. God will never send you out there ill prepared. I even once a couple of months ago when I went to minister for Pastor Gloria, I had, you know how you get your messages and everything prepared? And when I got there, the Lord said, I don't want that. I don't want that. I said, well, Lord, I don't have nothing. He said, you got a thought. And he said, this thought that I'm giving you, that's what I want you to preach today. And I'm telling you, God, when I got up there to the pulpit, as I was changing my clothes, I didn't hear no praises going up. And the Lord said, the message you got ain't what I want them to hear. This is what they need to hear today. And the Lord changed it. And when I got up there, the Lord just began to, that's when you being led of the Spirit. The Holy Ghost began to speak. Because I didn't have nothing. I said, Lord, you didn't do this to me. He said, yes, I did. And of course, I had to obey the Spirit of God. I had to obey.
Amen.
And I said, well, Lord, I don't even. He just took me to a scripture. I can tell you exactly what the text was about. It was about the four lepers that
that went into the city. And the Lord told me to tell those people the wagons are coming. He changed them. He said, the wagons are coming. And Minister Leslie, when I got up there, I just gave them the scripture and began to talk about those lepers, how God had cleaned out the whole city to preserve those lepers. Hey, glory to God.
My
and I was
God.
Just encouraging them because their spirits was down. I said, God, honey, the wagons are coming. They're coming. Y'all better rejoice.
Yes,
y'all better
yes,
praise
yes,
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You start praising God in advance. Amen. But what you expecting, you got to do it on in advance. God, I bless you today. And I remember that Pastor Gloria wasn't even there. And they began to tell her, I had my message in a folder, and I gave that to one of her assistant pastors. I said, now, will you tell them what this message says? And I said, now, this is, I want. The Lord always, he always have a witness. He always establishes his word out of the mouth of two or three.
Yeah.
And the pastor looked at that and she told him what the topic was. I said, am I talking that today? I said, when I came in this church and got in that office, the Lord changed the message. Okay? So we got to know, too, and we have to encourage ourselves, and we got to know, too, that what we're doing for the Lord, it's never in vain. It's never
Amen.
In vain. I don't care how bleak it looks, and I don't care how folks, it's very depressing to call in and you don't see nobody on the line, but you, I said, where the folks at? Hallelujah. But you know what? They'll call you 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when something happens to one of their children. You know, something
yes,
trouble.
Yeah.
They'll find you then. Hallelujah, they'll find
That's
you
right.
in. Glory
right,
to God. And don't feel a thing about calling your house all time of night or whatever, because they need help. Oh, hallelujah. But when all is well, baby, folks go on about their business, they go and see the saints. Hallelujah, they going into the skating ring or somewhere else to entertain this flesh, baby. But we better give them this word. And now I'm not saying don't go and enjoy yourselves, but you got to. Yeah, there's a time and a season for all things, okay? So we got to get back into this work. I tell you, God, y'all have encouraged me today just seeing you and Minister Leslie on the line. I got strength, and I said, and the Lord told me to get on here. I had to get on.
Yeah.
I'm off to next week. I'm going to chill out like everybody else.
Oh, God.
You know how these young people say, I ain't doing nothing but chilling. I say, I'm going to chill out like everybody else, but I could not do that. Could not do that. So God bless you all. Love you all. Appreciate you. Keep
Thank you for your
praise.
Faithfulness. It means so much.
Thank you, Minister Leslie. You've been a blessing, been a blessing, been a blessing. I tell you, when I call, I say, Minister Leslie, can you do this? And she got a house full of kids.
Yes,
I don't know how she even do everything that's in her home. And she's a wellness coach. She's a mother. She's a wife. Oh, girl, this girl is busy.
Yes,
I said, oh, Lord. Olive. And she's a young woman. So just imagine if Jesus delays coming, how advanced and how anointed her ministry is going to be, because she's steadfast in what she does. And she's serious about what she does. So I'm excited about that. So tell him I shared that 12-week challenge with Pastor Spinks. Is he one of your friends, Minister Leslie?
I'm not yet. I've been looking at him.
Yeah, well, friend him, Pastor George R. Spinks. Amen. She's got a 12-week fitness challenge going, and it started today, Pastor Spinks. So if you know any of your members or any of your friends and family want to get in, Leslie, friend him and send him all the information. And I tell you, somebody activated. I'm excited about that.
Right.
I'm excited. So God bless you all. We're going to close on out with one of my favorite songs, God Wants to Hear From You. This song ministers to me by Pastor Samuel Blake. Love you all. Have a beautiful weekend.
your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to Him let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing. He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to Him let's raise. Waiting on a blessing. He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear from you. Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to Him let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, boy. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and pray. Tap the rain.
Love you.
Love you too, Pastor Singh, Minister Leslie.